It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with a calm shot. Score!
What a hit by the Butcher.
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Powered by TuneIn. Here's Alexis Downey.
Just 265 miles away from Anaheim is Sin City, the site for the Anaheim Ducks' second-round matchup with the Vegas Golden Knights, two divisional opponents meeting for the very first time in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the pregame show on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. Excited to be with you for round two, and we're going to get to hear from our color analyst, Emerson Edom, here shortly. And then the voice of the Ducks, our play-by-play, John Ahlers will join us as we get closer to puck drop on this game one tonight. As I mentioned, the first ever meeting in the Stanley Cup playoffs between these two teams, but the Ducks did have the Knights' number in the regular season, winning all three of the meetings and sweeping the Knights for the first time in Ducks organization history. But of course, the postseason is a bit of a different animal, especially when this Vegas team has a new head coach. John Tortorella was named the new leader back on March 29th. He has an 11-2-1 record since taking over at the end of the regular season, and kind of interesting timing with all of that. But it has, of course, worked in their favor. So let's go back to the first round, though, as we get into our pregame coverage. For the Anaheim Ducks, they won in six games over the Edmonton Oilers, clinching that series on home ice. That was an incredible night at Honda Center, and really every game at Honda Center has been electric, as the Ducks are 3-0 so far in the postseason on home ice. We also got to see 14 different Ducks players make their postseason debuts, and of that group, they combined for 46 of the Ducks' 69 total points in round one, giving you an idea just how impactful they were in round one. One of those impactful guys was defenseman Jackson Lacombe. He led the way in points with 9 of them and also leads all NHL defensemen in the postseason with 8 assists. The Ducks also won the special teams battle. That was a huge emphasis against the Oilers. In fact, they're leading the league at 50% on the power play. They scored in every game in that six-game series. They had 8 total power play goals. Now, a little bit of a different story on the penalty kill, because that fell from games 3-5 as the Oilers were able to capitalize there. That's going to, once again, be an emphasis with this series. But the Ducks were able to showcase their speed, depth, and overall resiliency after being down in the majority of those games against Edmonton. I feel like we learned quite a bit about this group and the young players who were playing in their first playoff series. And you can expect this Ducks team to be ready to go from puck drop tonight. That's one of the big storylines for this Ducks team, getting ready right out of the gates and having better starts. So now we turn our attention to the Vegas Golden Knights. They won the regular season Pacific Division title for the fifth time in 9 seasons since they became a franchise. The Golden Knights, similarly to Anaheim, won their first round series in 6 games. They took down the Utah Mammoth, and they really dominated in Game 6 in Utah. Jack Eichel was their points leader through the series with 9 of them as well. And this should be a fun series, because Vegas plays a very structured game and they have a lot of skill. They also have a bit of size in their lineup. Their penalty kill did very well in the first round, so that'll be a fun matchup to watch with the Ducks' power play. Their PK sitting at 3rd in the postseason. They also were able to score 2 shorthanded goals in that series against Utah, so Ducks needing to be alert on that end. We're also going to see William Karlsson in the Vegas lineup for the first time since November 8th. Talking about the differences in experience with these two teams, Vegas has been to many deep postseason runs since they became a franchise. Anaheim, on the other hand, has so many players that are just new to this experience. Troy Terry, one of them, kind of hard to believe considering how long he's been with this Ducks organization. I spoke with him on Saturday before this series began. All right, Troy, so you're moving on to the second round and you're going to be facing Vegas. Have you thought much about what that matchup is going to be like yet?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. Just, you know, I've been watching a lot of their games, too, and we obviously, they're a team that we're familiar with, so. They're an experienced team that's been in this position a lot the last couple of years, and, yeah, they play just a structured, smart brand of hockey with some really high-end players. So it's going to be, I think, a really good matchup, one that we're definitely excited for. I think, yeah, another series that I think it'll be big for us using our speed and just kind of our energy that we brought last series. So, yeah, and just playing in Vegas would be cool, too.
You guys had their number in the regular season. Do you think that factors into the postseason at all? I mean, obviously they had the coaching change as well.
I think it tells us that we can definitely, you know, play with them, obviously, and not that that was ever in question, but, you know, that should give us confidence. But at the same time, I think it's a different animal. I've learned that already. You know, playing a team and game, you know, 40 whatever, and, you know, teams are on different travel schedules and, you know, just different factors going on. And then, you know, now you're getting team's best. The travel is the same for both teams. And yeah, it's a stage that, you know, not a lot of us have been on, and we're all really excited for.
You got to take part in your first handshake line in the postseason. Yeah. Thinking back to that moment and getting the series win on home ice, have you had time to reflect on it?
Yeah, it was, you know, that's something that, you know, I think everyone appreciates about our sport is the handshake after. It's something I've always appreciated watching. You know, just playing that many games against one team and the bad blood that can develop, or the rivalries and the, you know, it's human nature to have some things boil over, and especially when you're playing the same team. And then as soon as, you know, it kind of ends, you just see just the mutual respect from both teams was, it was cool to be a part of. I'm glad we were on the, you know, the happier side of it, but yeah, for sure. It was cool to just, you know, get the respect from those guys, and especially with, you know, some of the players that are on that team. So,
Game six, you guys changed up the top line, bringing Kreider back onto it. What helped there to create that chemistry and see him get going finally in the postseason too?
Yeah, I mean, we're familiar with each other. We played with each other for most of the year. So, yeah, I think it was just a good little change up to the lines, but also with some familiarity. And I just think Kreider brings, especially for me and Leo, you know, we can make plays up ice and all that, but he's such a good skater, and he plays hard down low and in front of the other team's net, and just, you know, has a really good for me and Leo, and as you saw, when he gets the chance to score, he can score. So, yeah, he deserves it. I'm happy that he was able to, you know, get that one on the board, and, you know, he's been a premier goal scorer in this league for a long time, so we need him.
What has been the biggest challenge for you that you've learned through this postseason so far?
The physical demands are definitely there. You know, everyone's going through different stuff, and just, you know, you see just how much energy is being spent more than, you know, necessarily say than the regular season, but at the same time, it's just a more demanding brand of hockey, and just quick turnarounds and just all that is, you just really got to make sure you're taking care of your body and staying, you know, rested and all that. So that's kind of been the fun part, is just managing all that.
And the nice part for the Anaheim Ducks is they have had a few days of rest leading into this second round. We're now going to bring in Emerson Edom. Emmer, welcome into our pregame coverage and getting to hear what Troy said. I mean, this is a really special time for him after all the years he's been a part of this organization. So in what ways did you see that energy in his game during the first round?
Well, how about this stat, Alexis? He was never a minus in any game in the first round. He finished a plus five. I mean, how remarkable is that? So when you talk about the value, the on-ice value, not giving up despite having a matchup where the opposition and who he was playing against shipped in and shipped out were some of the Edmonton Oilers' best skaters. I mean, that's saying something. I loved that interview that you did with him. And probably my favorite point from him was the handshake line, and just how he's always valued that growing up watching peak Hall of Famers and guys that have just done so well throughout history in the playoffs, and just to hear his excitement just in terms of talking about that handshake line. So that was pretty incredible. But I always think that game one is one of the more important games of any series. And how about the game one last round, 2-goal, 1-assist performance, 3 points? And that was fantastic. And then also a key portion of any round is, of course, the series clinching game, of course. And how about that game six for him? I mean, a goal, two assists, 3 points. He's been playing prime time hockey, Alexis, and you know I like to refer to guys bringing their briefcase and suits to the rink and being all business. Well, he was all business there in round one.
Troy Terry finished up that first round with 8 points. That was 3 goals and 5 assists for the Ducks. Emmer, we'll look to hear from you a little bit later on in our pregame show. Thanks for joining us here. And we're going to step aside with our coverage now. Make sure to join us when we come back as we'll get to hear from head coach Joel Quenneville.
Bracket got busted in round one. Missed your back in the game with a Stanley Cup playoff second chance bracket presented by Expedia. And take another shot at predicting this year's playoffs. You could win $1,000 to NHL Shop. Can you predict who goes on and who goes home? From 8 contenders to the one who lifts the cup.
Pasta scores!
Good job, boys, eh?
Sign up today at NHL.com/bracket.
After 10 years, Mana returns to Anaheim. Two nights full of music, love, and rock and roll. Mana, Vivir's United Tour at the Honda Center. Brand new production. All the hits. All the energy and passion of Mana live on stage. Honda Center, June 5th and 6th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit USPS.com/Ground Advantage to learn more. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
The Anaheim Ducks beginning on the road at the Fortress tonight, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. The Ducks got in a nice morning skate earlier today, and following that, head coach Joel Quenneville spoke with the media. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Joel, how is Radko progressing? He may not be in tonight, but how is he progressing along here?
He's doing better. I know that talking after the skate today, he feels that he's much better than when he started in the last series, and he took some time away off the ice to get himself in a better spot, and getting back on the ice today, he's in a much better place, and thinks he'll, you know, he's more than ready to help us at some point.
Is Troy going to be in tonight?
Yes.
Can you kind of talk to us about Vegas and how do you anticipate them attacking and defending you in the series?
Well, they're a good hockey team. You know, they've got balance. They got they skate. They're big. They go to the net. They defend pretty well. They play as a group of five in all zones well. They seem to be connected. Not a lot of holes, and I think that we got to be at our best. We're going to have to make sure that we start this series. Every game is going to be important that we play consistently. We can't give up leads. When I say leads, we can't give up basically chasing a game like we saw most of the year and in that last round as well to have success. So let's make sure our starts are going to be better and everybody, we're going to need everyone.
Speaking of the first 10 minutes of game one against Edmonton, what's not your best kind of dipping your toe? what is the game plan?
Well, it was kind of new for everybody. I think we got a feel for it. And maybe the first 10 weren't the worst 10 in that period there. I think the last 10, we gave up two goals that late in the period that all of a sudden we felt that we was the period stunk. But it... you know, I still think that feeling each other out probably going to be something that you might see tonight. I can't forecast that. You never can. Last night you watched the Colorado game, and it was like a feeling out process, and then it looks like a football score. So it's one of those things. And expect a fast pace.
You played obviously against a couple of the best centers in the entire league last round. This round, Jack Eichel's, you know, probably in that class too. How different is he of a player in terms of how he attacks, operates, and whatsoever? And what's that going to be like in terms of defending against him?
Yeah, and you put Marner in there too. You got two centermen that are kind of comparable at high-end centermen in the game. Both are very good with the puck. Both have they're dangerous with their quickness, with their evasiveness. See a lot of plays, kind of the same mindset. You don't want to have these guys with the puck a lot. If we can deny them in any way that we can, that's going to be the objective. Awareness of them on the ice, and just make sure that you try to stay above.
They play a little bit more, particularly Jack, more of a patient game. They're not necessarily trying to, blow through and back off defenders. They're maybe a little more...
A little bit more of an in-zone game, not as much as a rush game as Edmonton, but their in-zone game or possession game is very strong, and they can protect the puck and try to get to your net and keep it. So
off of that, sorry, how important is it to not get drawn away from the front of the net, to kind of play more contained and tough in front of Dusty there?
Well, I think that's going to be the area that's going to define the outcome probably most nights in this series. And we got to make sure that we get our nose at their end, and we've got to be better in front of our goalie this round. And, I think it's basically playoff hockey and the willingness to get there and how you manufacture your offense or how you get positioning and do what you want to do to be successful. That's where the rewards are.
Mason's maybe not playing a ton of time here, but it felt like all throughout that first series that his impact grew and grew as it went along. Is that something that you kind of concur with? He kind of was making the most of that ice time.
Yeah, sure, he did. He did. He played well, and I think that it really helped their power play. Had the puck a lot more, 5-on-5. He was doing some good things both sides, physically got engaged. Good first round for him, and I'm happy for the contribution we got both 5-on-5 and PP.
Some insight there from Anaheim Ducks head coach Joel Quenneville. We're going to step aside with our pregame coverage. Join us when we come back, as we'll get to hear from the goaltender, Lukáš Dostál, as Coach Q was just talking about him.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars, Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get the best value with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Honda backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus, every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine parts. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
She was the sister who went unnoticed.
A daffodil might look plain next to a lily, but on its own, there is much to be admired.
Now, her greatest chapter is yet to come.
The most important thing is to be yourself.
From the world of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice comes a new BritBox original drama.
Mary, you will flourish.
Based on the best-selling novel, The Other Bennet Sister. Now streaming only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, rental suites.
Ahead of Game 1, Ducks at the Golden Knights tonight in Vegas. And as we got to just hear Coach Q talking in that last segment about how he believes the Ducks need to be better in front of their netminder in this series, that netminder tonight, Lukas Jostal, he has started every game this postseason for Anaheim, and really tonight is no different. So I spoke with him before the team hit the road, and actually, Ville Husso, a part of that rotation as well. But in this series, we're starting off conversation with him before this series gets going. Lukas, you're moving on to the second round of the playoffs. When you take a look at this Vegas team, have you thought much about, you know, what they bring, or have you been watching any of those games?
Yeah, today we talk about, obviously we had a meeting with the team. I talk about also with Peter and Sadzi about what I can do, and we were practicing, you know, kind of their takes a little bit. Obviously, they have a really good PK, so that's something, you know, we got to try to prepare on, and, you know, they're a good team, so it's going to be a fun challenge for sure.
Have you taken any time to kind of reflect on getting that win over Edmonton and where you're at through this process?
Yeah, obviously it's huge. I mean, you could tell that we were really, really happy after the game. You know, it was a big step for our organization as well, and obviously advancing to the second round of the playoffs. I mean, it's massive. You know, it's kind of a blessing, because, you know, I've been in this organization for many years. You know, I started in San Diego, and we weren't winning many games, and then I got up, and we weren't winning many games either. You know, so obviously it's blessing in this point, and you know, very exciting for the second round, but you know. Obviously the Edmonton kind of the series, we gotta put it kind of to the back and just focus for Vegas now.
I mean, going along with that, just how exciting was it to win on home ice and clinch the series?
Oh wow, it was unbelievable. The fans were unreal. I really, really enjoyed it. They really show up this series, and even throughout the year they were really, really good. They came to the games, to a lot of games. A lot of games were sold out. So, I mean, we have a great fans. I never could imagine that Honda Center can get that loud. So it was a really fun moment, and hopefully more to come.
Do you find that it makes it easier when you're playing a team consistently like this, a seven-game series, to at least study them and their tendencies for you as a goaltender?
Yeah, with that, study the tendencies and kind of get to know the players. Obviously, over the series, it's you get a chance to get those get to know the players a little bit more. But the same applies for them against me. So it's kind of a two-way streak, you know. But ultimately, it's a different hockey. It's completely different hockey than the regular season. It's much harder. Really, every detail matters. And it's just really fun to play these games, to be honest.
Do you think the couple days off is kind of helping the room reset and get ready for this next series? And obviously the travel being a little bit easier this time too.
Oh, I think for kind of both teams that this travel is definitely gonna help you throughout the series, and maybe then for the third round as well, because you can save up some miles, you can save up some energy as well. And you know, obviously, you know, very, very excited for this series, but definitely a couple of days off or you know, kind of get that mental reset, I think that's definitely going to help us towards the series.
Goaltender Lukáš Dostál getting the start in net tonight. As I mentioned, he's started every game for this Ducks season in the postseason. Villahuso making one appearance, and he's actually back with the team in case you've been following along. He's been absent in a couple of these recent practices. Congratulations to the Huso family on the birth of their second baby girl. So that is where this Ducks back end is at right now as for the goaltenders. And we're going to keep talking about this Ducks team ahead of this game one tonight against the Golden Knights when we come back from this commercial break.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5-diamond rated casino hotel in the country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy added perks like exclusive rewards at Monarch Beach Golf Links and Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take advantage of the Tier and Offer Match program at Yamava Resort and Casino. Voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. Details at yamava.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an 3 Eastons. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Thanks for joining us back here on our pregame coverage ahead of the Ducks and Golden Knights game one. Only one other NHL game tonight. It's game two in the Flyers and Hurricanes series, and it's tied late in the third period. That game is on ESPN before our Ducks game gets going, also on ESPN. But if you're listening to us here on DuckStream, thank you for being with us. Let's welcome Emerson back and welcome in for the first time to our pregame coverage. And of course, in the postseason, John Oliver. Guys, looking forward to this matchup tonight. But John, let's just start with you and kind of what you learned about this Ducks team through the first round.
Well, I learned their power play can be lethal and is not something we had seen, Alexis, throughout the regular season. They had some runs, but nothing like what they've done in this postseason. Obviously, tops in the Stanley Cup playoffs at 50%, but you actually extrapolate that back even a little bit further in the final games of the regular season. They've got power play goals in 10 straight games, and it's a remarkably good time of year to be doing that because it goes a long way this time of year.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it helps when you have a guy like Jackson Lacombe not only helping on that end, but also off the power play as well. He was one of those Ducks that found the score sheet in the first round, 16 of them. And Emerson, how important is it going to be for the Ducks to sustain that depth going forward into this series?
Well, just looking over on the other side, I mean, how about the third line of Wild Bill, William Karlsson, in the middle with Keegan Kolesar on the right and Tomas Hertl on the left. I mean, that's their third line, right? So between that and the Vegas Golden Knights' fourth line with Dowd, Sissons, and Smith there on the left, and that is a line that we know their coaching staff has been very happy with. So, look, when you think about the crash and bang mentality, just the dynamic, the lethal dynamic early on in the season, anytime the Ducks were here, the William Karlsson and Keegan Kolesar, the dynamic duo, the chemistry that they showed in their games. I mean, they were lights out. They were feeding off one another. So we know that those two in particular are very excited to be back together.
Yeah, certainly. And the Ducks have plenty of depth in their lineup as well. But as for that lineup, there are no changes coming into this series here tonight. So, John, what did the lines provide? How did the lines provide that balance that Coach Q obviously loves to talk about?
Well, you know, you talk to other media members as national media starts to cover the Ducks more than they do in the regular season. And, you know, people, I think, are surprised when they observe Anaheim and their line combinations and they see a 41-goal scorer in Cutter Gauthier on what is the third line for Joel Quenneville. And obviously, Ryan Poehling's play in that opening round series win over the Edmonton Oilers was a huge part of the balance that comes throughout the lineup. It's been like this all season long. Chris Kreider getting back up on that top line means that, you know, Mason McTavish is a winger now on the third line. And that was something that was very interesting to me going into the playoffs. How would that work? It gives you a second faceoff option when that third line is on the ice. Poehling, who's been very good on the dot, if he gets tossed from the circle, Mason comes in there. He's traditionally been one of the better faceoff men for Anaheim as well. And that allows that third line to be out against almost any matchup. Joel Quenneville tells us all the time, we're comfortable with any of our lines playing against any of our opponents' lines. But obviously they have, you know, their preferences. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the fourth line, and Jeffrey Viel, who was the third line left wing before McTavish joined that trio, he drops down to a fourth line that we all know how important they were. Edmonton with Washi and Moore, and that's your bottom six. Emmer was just talking about the bottom six where Vegas is concerned, and you have to have that balance, and not necessarily scoring balance, but balance throughout your lineup. If that fourth line can go out and play in the offensive zone against those tough matchups like the McDavid matchup and what will now be the Eichel matchup in this round, it remains to be seen if that will be the matchup, but they can turn the momentum. If you can spend some time in the offensive zone, then when you change, you get that top line, Karlsson line comes over the boards and they get to play in the offensive zone. And that's as much importance as contributing on the score sheet as well.
We know how important that momentum is, especially in the seven-game series, but what a performance from that fourth line in that first round against the Oilers. And for Ryan Poehling, 4 goals in that first round as well. That ties the team lead alongside Cutter Gauthier, who we know, of course, can score a lot of goals. As we're talking about this Vegas team, though, Emmer, you were touching on them just a second ago, but it's a new Vegas team under head coach John Tortorella. A couple changes with their lines coming into tonight. What are the makings of their team identity from what you've observed so far?
Yeah, well, under Bruce Cassidy, their former head coach, he really ran that typical Boston style, a lot of weak side rims out of the defensive zone with the forward slashing, a lot of low high passes, the D simply trying to find windows and lanes towards the net and getting the puck there with traffic and gritty goals. And it's a little bit different with all those points that I just made under John Tortorella, but they're clicking right now. It seems as if Tortorella has just lit a spark under this squad right at the right time that has really taken a solid squad as it was and just really amplified everything. But just a couple of surface level team stats for you, Alexis, their power play 20%, so roughly scoring every fifth opportunity, pretty darn good. Not as good as what the Anaheim Ducks are bringing in, 50%, how about that? And pretty darn good penalty kill for the opposition, 93.8% on the kill. That's darn good. So, look, this is an opportunity for the Anaheim Ducks that John and I were talking about it. Everything right now is icing on the cake, Alexis. I mean, not a whole lot of experts had the Anaheim Ducks making it here to the second round. So that is a win in itself.
Great point. And the Ducks do like playing as underdogs. Alex Killorn talking about it, just being a different mindset for this team. He's been on both sides of it, and he understands it. And when you have that veteran leadership, certainly kind of trickles down through, especially to these young players experiencing the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time. Game one tonight in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, the site for this one. Round two for the Anaheim Ducks. You can join John Ahlers and Emerson Needham on the other side of this commercial break. They will have the call of this game in Vegas tonight. And thank you for tuning in to the pregame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.